got people trying to get onto the housing ladder, and you think, you know, who owns these houses? Obviously, some of them are beyond repair completely. You know, there's no way they could be saved. But there's an awful lot of houses out there that are just, that obviously are repairable. And in many cases, not many, but there would be instances where people went to Australia or went to America, and, you know, there'd be some instances where people don't even know that they actually own the house. You know, which, so it needs to be identified who owns the house, and it could be that there's an opportunity for it. They may want to perhaps offer to sell it. There is just so many of these houses around. It's fascinating when you start looking out for them.
And with homelessness on the rise and ever-growing social housing waiting lists, this could make a huge dent in that.
It could. You know, in the Midlands Northwest constituency, there's almost 70, that's just under 75,000 houses. You know, now that's an awful lot of houses. Now, obviously, a lot of them, as I mentioned earlier, will be beyond repair, but there will be a lot of them that could be repaired relatively inexpensively, and that would provide employment locally for tradesmen as well. So it could be a win-win if handled correctly.